Well, good morning and welcome to the local spotlight show here at WJBM radio station in Jerseyville, Illinois. This morning, I have the honor of having Katrina Edwards with me from Key Events. She's the new girl in town. She's opening up a fun house at 303 North State, right next to KC Hall. Katrina, welcome.
Hi there.
So, Katrina, new girl on the block. Well, what about this? What is this place you got opening up? What is it? A party house? What is it?
It is a 5,000 square foot event venue. Okay. Think birthday parties, holidays, sport get-togethers.
Any type you got around here, there's so many big families. So any type of big family gathering, it would be perfect.
A rainy day.
Anything.
Barbecue. We got you.
Now in this this big 5,000 square foot building, you have some fun things for kids to do. Like, what do you got?
It's all open spaces. We have two big industrial bounce houses.
Bounce houses, so there's a weight limit on those?
I mean, who really pays attention to that? You know?
I mean, could I get in and bounce?
You can get in there. Play with your littles. Play with your...
We got some bounce houses and...
A couple playhouses.
Yeah?
Think about playhouses outside that you have that you build for your kids. Lots of fun stuff in there for them.
Right.
Oh, and then my favorite part. We have our... So, the playhouses are basically for, let's think, 3 to 10-year-olds.
Okay.
Okay? Now we have another well, I say outdoor area, but that's kind of our aesthetic that we have going. No,
it's inside, but it looks like it's a yard, right? And it's gated
around. It is. You've seen it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it just looked really cool. You know, it looked like it was for like toddlers.
It is. They often get left out on these little events. So we have, I mean, I don't want to call it gated, but that's essentially what it is. We like to think of it as a fence, since it is our little green carpet looking at grass with a nice little sky background. But we have a nice little...
Well, what kind of things do you have in there for them to play with?
Okay, think all climbing toys with the slides, with little bridges.
Just all kinds of fun things for them to do.
Yeah.
And... So bounce houses, and hey, how about this thing? I heard you talking about this Jacob's ladder. What is a Jacob's ladder?
It is. You don't remember seeing them at the fairs, carnivals? Okay, so basically we have a nice, nice big area with tons of crash pads underneath. Crash pads so we don't fall off and get hurt.
Gotcha.
But we have two ladders. They're tethered by just one string on each end, which lets you flip around a little bit, twist and twirl. And the object is just to get from the bottom to the top without falling.
And kids like race?
Oh, it's a black kids, adults.
Oh,
I can see you on it.
I can do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, sounds like fun. I heard you had a karaoke machine.
So after our 10-year-olds, we still have to entertain them. So we have tons of little arcade games, claw machines, and then you go a little bit further back and we have karaoke. Karaoke's really taken off. So we have our 55-inch big karaoke station. It is mobile, so
it's a party in itself.
Mm-hmm.
A
big pool table.
Big pool table. Ooh, nice. You have an adult area, correct?
We do have an adult area / party area.
Right.
So you can't just have all of your birthday party or fun out in this big area. So we're going to go a little bit further into the back where we have our 3 12-foot farmhouse tables. Plenty of room for everyone. And then dads are going to probably get bored. So we have or moms, or kids. So we have plenty of couch sitting for you with our big screen TV to pull the game up, movies, video games, whatever you can think of.
Well, I think the cool thing about it is that, you know, people rent the space and they bring in their own food, their own beverages, whatever they want. They can bring it in. They set up like a picnic. Except it's inside.
It is.
And it has all these play items.
It's your own event. So
yeah.
You bring in anything you can think of, anything you want. And then...
And you have those big, nice tables where people can sit and eat and play and talk and whatever.
And we'll take care of all of your hosting needs. So you don't need to worry about bringing any extra tables, anything else that you need.
Just bring the kids
and all
the adults and some food and some drinks and you got it made.
No restrictions on what you can bring in. It is your area for that time.
So, I know we are renting it a Sunday coming up, and the kids are all excited about it. Little Winston.
Oh, I can't
wait. It's his birthday. I think he's 8 years old, and he is so excited. All of his cousins are coming and friends, and he is just can't wait for that.
I cannot wait to see the pictures. He is going to have they're all going to have so much fun.
You know, when
plenty of room.
I was talking to his mom, you know, about his birthday coming up, and she said, you know, she was like, well, Winston's birthday's coming up. I'd like for you guys to come to it. We think we're going to go over to St. Louis somewhere and rent one of those places. I know one right here in town in Jerseyville because she lives over in Batchtown.
Yes.
And I go, Katrina's putting one together. And so she said, oh, well, that'd be perfect. So,
and she's never seen it.
Never seen it before.
Never seen it.
But I've described it well.
Yes.
So they're excited about it.
Yep. Many people have never seen it and have already booked with us, and we're excited for them to come and enjoy too.
Now you have another place like this.
Yes.
In Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville.
This is your second second establishment.
Yep. Jacksonville has just been so much fun. And I came for a drive one day. I got it in me that I needed another place, and I headed south. I went through Whitehall, I went through Carrollton, and I ended up in Jerseyville.
And?
Went up and down Main Street twice, saw a little sign in the window, and I made the call.
And whoop, it made it happen.
I called you.
Yeah, well, it was a good choice. It was a good, you know.
You couldn't picture it very well.
I couldn't picture it.
But you took a chance.
I took a chance, and you convinced me.
Yep,
you
we're right there at 303 North State, right by the KC Hall.
Yes,
yeah.
Right by the KC Hall. So that'll be fun. Now, okay, for those listeners out there, they say, wow, this sounds great. I need to book a date.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go online under what?
KeyEventsIL.com.
Okay, they go under there.
Or through our Facebook page. It's also linked there, which is still Key Events.
And they go on that website. And a calendar pops up.
Yes.
And they can go through the calendar and pick out the date they want.
Mm-hmm.
And right then, they can book their date.
Yep. So you click on your date. You're going to see a couple time options that are available.
Mm-hmm.
They're 4-hour time slots. So plenty of time for setting up, clean up. And obviously, we can work with you if you need a little bit before, a little bit after. So you just pick your time slot, and it just takes you through the whole checkout.
Right. And you can pay then?
You can choose to pay your deposit then, pay in full. It's
pay
so
Venmo,
easy.
Venmo, probably.
Venmo, cash. I mean, whatever we can do to help you. We're pretty user friendly.
So, and then the day of the event,
we
show up, and you're not even there.
No, you don't have to have a party host, which you're going to find in multiple places. What's going to happen is we're going to unlock that door remotely. So you're going to show up, you're going to have your event, leave it like you found it, and you are done.
You walk out the door and it locks automatically.
Yep.
All right. That sounds so easy.
Yes.
The technology is so good.
No complaints. You'll have our contracts on the table along with all phone numbers. If there's anything that we can do, anything pops up.
You can take care of it.
We can. We'll make sure we do.
Well, Katrina, it is so nice to have you here today. And it is, I'm just so... I'm so happy that girls, people like you, ladies like you, are coming to town and opening up businesses and operating. It's just so nice. Jerseyville is looking so good.
Oh, it really is. I'm really excited to be a part of the community, and so far it's been treating us well.
Yes, and I think it will continue. So thanks, Katrina, for coming in today.
Thanks, Chris.
And we'll see you soon.